朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
So we move one week ahead. Today we talk about how we spend the whole hour just to encourage people to read the Bible.
所以我们今天呢，就我们在这里，就在这里要鼓励各位读圣经。
And they asked me what to preach. How do you use the word of, how do you use the format to encourage people?
那么他们问我，那么你用什么样的一个方式来鼓励呢？
You know, I looked through the last quarter's assignment.
我就看看上一季最后的那个他那里读经的进度。
And the last quarter finished at the book of Ruth.
上一季呢，正好是到了路德记读完。
Therefore, I'm going to preach from Ruth.
所以我今天就讲路德记。
It is not my choice, but the arrangement of God.
不是我要这么选择，但是正好这是神给我们这样子安排。
But the word of God is so full, you can use every aspect of it.
但是神的话是那样的丰富，我们从哪里讲都可以。
And I like the book of Ruth very much.
我实在是非常喜欢路德记这本书。
It has to do with my calling.
这个跟我蒙召出来很有关系。
I have probably gave a few testimony to those of you who want to know how I became a servant of God.
我相信那些有好些弟兄姊妹们已经知道那个时候我怎么样蒙召的。
And the word of God came to me in the book from the book of Ruth.
在那里
assure me that He is going to accomplish what He has called me for.
在那里，神用路德记的话来呼召我，来保向我来告诉我，他要呼召我出来做什么。
So you see, the book of Ruth is very meaningful to me.
所以这本书对我来讲是有特别的意义。
And this book is also very important in the way of the recovery and the revival.
那么这本书对于恢复的跟这个复兴的这个事情也是有非常非常大的关系。
It is also very important to individuals who want to seek after God.
这卷书也是对那些很有心来追求主的人也是一本非常重要的书。
But today I'm going to use this book as a way to teach to learn how to study the word of God.
但是我今天要利用这本书，我们来看我们应该怎么样来读神的话。
For the benefit of those who need to get familiar with this book, let me tell you the story about the book of Ruth first.
若是对那些对这个故事不太熟悉的，让我先把这个故事大略讲一讲。
Then I'm going to point out four points in the process.
然后呢，我要跟你们讲四点。
Maybe I can only expound on one or two points.
也许我只能讲一两点。
But that will be what the Lord leads us.
没有关系，那神怎么样带我们就怎么做。
You see, in the time of the judges, when they ruled.
你知道在士师秉政的时候。
There's a couple by the name of Elimelech and Naomi.
那里有一对夫妇叫以利米勒和他的太太拿俄米。
They were from the place of Bethlehem.
他们是从伯利恒那里出来。
Where Bethlehem means the bread of the house of bread.
在伯利恒那里表示是粮食之家。
You see, we have a sister who opened a restaurant, and we gave him a little Chinese writing in it.
你知道我们有位弟兄姊妹，他们开了一个餐馆，我们弟兄姊妹们送了他一幅字。
And they asked me what to write. I said, "Well, we'll write down Bethlehem." Little Bethlehem.
这个我们说要写什么呢？就说我们写小伯利恒。
And people wonder why this place is called Bethlehem.
有人就会说，哎，这个小伯利恒是什么意思啊？
Well, they will ask the owner, and they will tell them the story.
于是他们就会问这个餐馆的主人，餐馆的主人就可以告诉他们这个故事。
People knew that Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
人们大家都知道耶稣是生在伯利恒。
And not too many people knew that David was born in Bethlehem.
但是并没有多少人知道大卫王也是生在伯利恒。
And the place Bethlehem means the bread of house of bread.
而伯利恒这个字的本身的意思就是表示它是粮食之家。
And our sister served people with food. That's why it's called Bethlehem.
我们的弟兄姊妹们在那里给人吃的，所以我们管那个地方叫伯利恒。
And also there's a place to spread the gospel.
而且那也是一个传福音的地方。
Now, they are the couple came out from Bethlehem.
这一对夫妇从伯利恒出来。
You may wonder why.
也许你要是问为什么他们要出来呢？
The reason is very simple, because they have met a famine there in their land.
这个理由很简单，因为在那里有饥荒。
They went to Moab.
他们就到摩押地去。
A place where God has no delight in.
在那个地方是神不喜欢的地方。
But they went and took their sons with them.
但是他们带了他们的儿子就到了摩押地。
And both sons got married there with her to the Moabites.
而在那里两个儿子在那里都娶了当地的摩押女子为妻。
And after a while, Elimelech died and also their sons.
过了一阵子这个以利米勒在那里死了他的两个儿子也死了。
You see, this family was left with three widows.
在那里这一个家就只剩下三个寡妇。
Now, what do you do with these three widows?
这三个寡妇怎么办呢
?Naomi took the leadership and decided that she should go back.
南俄米在那里他就决定说我们还是回国吧。
And it was at that opportune time that with the Lord's provision.
就是在那个时候神有给他们一些预备。
They heard that God is having blessing and giving a blessing to his people.
因为在那里他们听说神赐福给以色列民在那里有粮食。
All of a sudden they heard a story that people in Bethlehem was fed, well fed again.
突然一下他们听到说在他们家乡伯利恒那里居然大家都吃得饱。
So they took off and they decided to go back.
所以他们就开始愿意想要回去了。
This Naomi is all, of course, a Jew.
当然，拿俄米是一个犹太人。
But these two daughters-in-law are not Jews.
但是这两个的媳妇不是犹太人。
They were according to the law of the word that they are Moabites, that they shall not be accepted into the congregation of the Jews.
照他们的习惯，这两个摩押女子是没有办法能够进入耶和华的的院。
Therefore, the Naomi said.Turn back, daughters. You can go back to your own house, to your parents' house, and maybe you'll find new husbands.
所以拿俄米就跟这两个媳妇说你们还是就留在这里，你们回娘家去吧。也许你们还可以再找到一个丈夫。
Out of those two, one turned back.
这两个媳妇里面有一个就回去了，她的名字叫做俄尔巴。
The other one is called Ruth.
另外一个叫路德。
You see, the name of Ruth means fellowship, friendship.
路德的意思就是有交通有友谊的意思。
I can imagine this is a daughter well, easy to get with her mother-in-law.
我想象这一个路德大概是跟她的公婆婆处得不错。
You might think this is a person of a weak personality. No.
也许你觉得也许路德就是一个比较这个好脾气一点的人也并不完是这样。
This is a woman with determination.
但是这一个她是很有毅力的一个女的。
You ask me how I knew about this.
如果是你要问我的你怎么知道呢
For in this chapter, first one, verse 16.
因为我们看第一章里头第十四节。
Ruth has a great statement of song.
在这里，路德有讲了一段很有意思的话。
You know, I like to sing this song to you.
我很想把唱一首歌唱给各位。
Shirley must know about this song.
我想 Shirley 一定知道这一首诗歌。
Entreat me not to leave thee.
他说求你。
Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee.
第十六节。
Oh, whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Then the good part. Thy people shall be my people, and my God, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God, and so on.
这一段就是第十六节跟十七节这一段路德的话。
You see, I once sang the song to a couple's wedding.
有一次在一对夫妇的婚礼上面，我唱这首诗歌。
And unfortunately, well, this girl, this sister was she's a believer.
这里的那个新娘子是一个基督徒。
And the man was not a Christian.
那个先生呢还不是。
I didn't pay much attention to this. I forgot this is what Ruth said.
我并没有我忘记了，因为这段话其实是路德说的。
And Ruth wants to follow Naomi, and she said, "Your God should be my God, your people should be my God, my people."
在那里，路德呢，他希望能够跟随拿俄米，他说：“你的国就是我的国，你的民就是我的民。”
Don't turn me back, not to follow you. I'll follow you all to the end.
他说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你，我一定要跟你到底。”
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't so sure. I wasn't so clear on the concept. I signed this.And unfortunately, till now, that man was not turning to the Lord. And I wonder, that girl was still following Jesus.
可是我没有想到这里面不太合适照他们那个情形，因为到现在为止我还不知道那个新郎到底信主了没有，也不知道那个新娘现在是不是还是继续跟随主。
I hope she didn't turn to hit God.
我希望这个新娘没有跟随那个新郎的那个神。
But anyway, Ruth said he wants to follow Naomi to back to Bethlehem.
但是路德在这里他说我要来跟随拿俄米回到伯利恒去。
She has taken action.
在那里他就在那里采取了一个行动。
With determination.
就很那么决断的采取行动。
And they went back to Bethlehem.
然后他们就回去了。
Now, when they went back to Bethlehem, it was a time of harvest.
正在他们回去的时候是正好收割的时候。
Surely indeed, as they have heard before.
当然他们就正好听到。
You know, they heard that the Lord is blessing his people and everybody is well fed.
在那里他知道在那里神对当地的人那样子赐福，每一个人都吃得饱饱的。
And they went back and they looked at the field around in Bethlehem. Of course, surely this is a house of bread.
在那里他们一回到伯利恒，一看到田野里面，哎呀，这真是粮食之家。
But they don't own anything. They don't own any.
但是在那里他们已经没有任何的田财产。
You see, When Naomi left Bethlehem, the land was barren.
你知道，在拿俄米离开他自己的家，离开到摩押地区的时候，他们的地荒凉了。
She didn't plow, therefore there's no harvest.
他在那里没有耕种，所以没有出产。
However, with the grace of God and the provision by the law.
但是呢，因为神的恩典跟在那里他们当地律法的一个规定。
In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19.
在申命记24章，也许我们一起看一看，我们打开申命记第24章，第19节。When
thou cuttest down thine harvest in the field, and hast forgotten a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand.
第十九节，你在田间收割庄稼，若忘下一捆，不可回去再取，要留给寄居的与孤儿寡妇。这样，耶和华你的神必在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。
And Ruth well fit into that description.
所以呢，路德在这里正好就是这里所说的。
Therefore, when Naomi came back to Bethlehem,
she
told Ruth, "Go and glean."
所以在这里，拿俄米回到伯利恒的时候，就叫路德说：“你去拾取这个粮食麦穗。”
And Naomi obediently said, "Wherever you say, I'll do it. I'll go."
所以拿俄米就那样子很听话，只好你叫我去哪，我就去哪儿。
And when she went to the field, surely there was plenty of food.
在那里，他果然他到了田里面，在那里看到粮食多得不得了。
And she was well blessed by the Lord.
他在那里大大受神的祝福。
She was able to glean from the field.
他就可以在那里拾取捡下来人家留下一下的麦穗。
And you know that the harvest goes on for more than one day.
你知道，在那里收割不止一天呢，在那里收割的时候。
On the larger field, sometimes it carried into well into a month.
在那里，在很大的田地里头，常常收割的时候可以一直有一个月的时间。
She started gleaning from the time of harvesting the barley.
她从那个动手割大麦的时候开始，她就在那里拾取麦穗。
She finished until the time to harvest the wheat.
一直这么样的拾取，一直等到收小麦的时候为止。
She was there every day.
她在那里每天在那里工作。
You know, one day the owner of the land just came.
有一天，这个田里的主人来了。
And his name is Boaz.
他的名字叫波阿斯。
The name means a mighty warrior, a mighty man.
他的名字意思就是很伟大的伟大有能力的人。
And he looked at, there's a stranger, there's a sojourner, there's a non-Jew.
在那里他看到，有一个不像以色列这样的女子啊，在那里是一个寄居的一个女子在那里。
And he was wondering who she is.
他就说，觉得这是谁呀？
And he asked the one who was set over the other servants.
他就问问他的佣人跟使女。
And the servant told him, this is a Moabite.
那个仆人就告诉他说，这是一个摩押女子。
They don't even know her name.
那他们那时候连她的名字都不晓得。
But surely the story that she followed her mother-in-law was told.
但是他这个故事就说有一个摩押女子来跟着他的婆婆来的回到以色列家，这个故事大家都已经知道了。
And they look at her as a virtuous woman.
在那里，他们别人看这个摩押女子，觉得她是一个很有才德的女子。
You know, in here, Boaz typifies the Lord himself.
在这里，波阿斯实在是在那里象征着主耶稣。
We are the Moabite. We are none worthy. We're not worthy at all.
而我们呢，就是那些，就我们是摩押人，我们是本来在本来没有什么关系，没有份的。
We don't know the Lord.
我们其实是外邦人，我们并不认识神。
We have nothing to the to do with God, the God of Israel.
我们在那里与以色列家好一点关系都没有。
But we come to the field of Boaz.
但是我们还是来到了波阿斯的田里面。
And Boaz took took time to talk to Ruth.
在那里，波阿斯特别来跟这个路德说话。
And he asked her.
他就问他。
And he told her, "Stay here in this field. Do not go to other people's field."
他跟路德说，你就在我的田里面拾取麦穗，不要到别人田里去。
For you have found favor of me.
因为你实在是在我眼前蒙恩。
If you go someone else's field, they may look down upon you. Because you know the Moabites, especially Ruth, was very poor.
因为在那里，若是你到别人田里去的话，别人可能看不起你，欺负你，因为你是外邦女子，非常穷困。
But come here, stay here with my servant, with my maid. They will treat you well.
但是我希望你能在这里，就留在这里，跟我的使女跟仆人在一起，他们会好好的待你。
You know, suddenly, this Moabite Ruth has found a resting place.
突然一下，这一个摩押女子路德在这里就找到了一个安息的地方。
And when she goes back to see Naomi,
当她回去再去见拿俄米的时候，
Naomi told her, "Let me tell you a secret."
拿俄米跟她说，让我来告诉你一个秘密。
You have found a great favor before the Lord.
她说，你在神的眼前蒙恩。
But do not stop right here.
但是不要就这样停止。
Because this Boaz is a kinsman of yours.
但是他说，因为这个波阿斯是你一个至近的亲属。
Who has a responsibility in redeeming you?
他在那里有一个责任要将你赎回。
And therefore, Naomi told Ruth to find him.
所以呢，拿俄米就叫路德去找到波阿斯。
And when there's no one else, she revealed.Her identity with Boaz.
在那里没有人的时候，她跟波阿斯告诉她自己是跟他什么样的关系。
What she did was that she went to the field of the threshing floor at night.
她在那里，她在一个晚上到了那个打麦的场上。
And when she was there, she told Boaz who she is.
在那里，她告诉波阿斯她是谁。
She said, "I'm a kinsman of yours."
她说，我实在是你一个亲属。
And because.The law provides that you shall redeem, you shall cover me, you shall redeem me, that you and I will buy back the property that her father-in-law lost.
因为他那里说，照着律法的规定，你是有权利可以将我赎回，将我们的在我们祖先的产业在这里卖出去的，你有权利赎回来。
Boaz knew the law.
波阿斯是懂得这个律法的。
The law was provided in Leviticus.
在利未记里头，这一个律法在那里已经定下。
About the field that he has to buy.
因为知道在那里那一块田是他应该赎的。
And the law is provided in Deuteronomy 10:25, talking about the redeeming the person.
在申命第25章里头呢，更讲到怎么样把那个人赎回来。
Therefore, when Ruth went back.
所以当路德回去的时候
，Boaz did something.
波阿斯在那里做一件事情。
That's the verse the Lord gave me when I served the Lord in verse 18 of chapter 3.
这一句话就是当我要来服侍主的那个时候，神给了我一句话。
He said, "For the man will not be in rest until he has finished the thing this day."
就是第三章的最后一节，是说，那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Oh, that's another story.
那又是另外一个故事了。
That's my story, not Ruth's story.
那是我的故事，不是路德的故事。
But Ruth went on, and the Boaz went on to talk to the elders and the witnesses in the city.
于是波阿斯跟路德就去跟城中的长老们在说话。
Boaz told them, "There's a need today. We have a relative who wants to sell the property today."
波阿斯就告诉他们说，现在有一个人，他现在需要将他的需要卖掉他的田地。
And actually, the law provides that the land cannot be sold outside of the Israelites.
但是在这里有律法规定，就是说田不可以卖到以色列民之外。
And when you buy the land, you only own it.For the portion of 7 years.
如果你买了这块田的时候，你只能有这个所有权，只能有7年。
After the seventh year, the land is given back to the original owner.
7年之后，这块地要白白的还给那个卖主。
This is a strange law.
这是一个很奇怪的一个法律。
No country will agree with that.
没有哪一个做地产的在这里能够这样子做的。
And this is a field that the field that is growing growing food.
而那就是一块出产粮食的一块田地。
Therefore, no one really wants to buy any land.
所以事实上，并没有哪个人真的愿意去为人为要去买。
Knowing in well in advance fully that the land doesn't belong to him after all.
因为知道这样买了之后，这个田也不是属于他们的。
And there's also a strange law.
然后呢，更有一个更奇怪的一个法律。
That if a woman be widowed.
如果在那里有一个女子，她是做了寡妇。
The man's brother has a right and a responsibility to marry her and give her children.
而这个寡妇他的那个兄弟，这个是他的兄弟就有一个责任要来娶这一个寡妇。
And if there shall be any sons in the future,
若是
properties go back to them, and everything belong to the original. The widow, the first husband.
若是他们有了孩子之后，这个孩子还是有权利，然后就所有的这个他的产业要归给这个孩子。
You see, people may say this unfair law.
也许有人会觉得这是一个很不公平的一个法律。
But there's spiritual meaning in it.
但是在这里面实在有它的属灵的意义。
Well, you see.Again, I say, if brother and sister, we have only knew the story beforehand.
弟兄姊妹们，若是各位已经老早已经对这个故事很清楚的话
，I didn't have to tell the story to you again.
我刚刚所讲的那一些都不用讲了。
This was introduction. I haven't started preaching yet.
这只是一个介绍，我还没有正式的在那里讲到呢。
Therefore, I wish everyone would read your Bible in the future.
所以我希望每一个弟兄姊妹们在以后都能够照着进度都那么读圣经。
So that whenever I pull out a portion, you already know the scripture.
所以随时我里面圣经中抽出那段来讲的时候，你们已经知道里面的内容如何。
I can start preaching now.
我就可以开始讲到了。
Let me point to you four things in this book.
我现在要讲四点，这本书里所说的四点。
The first thing is that the beginning of the story, which is important.
第一件事是讲到这个事情，这个故事的开始有一件很重要的事。
In verse, verse six.
第四节，第一章的第四节，第六节，对不起。
It says that they have heard that the Lord has visited people and given them bread.
那里他说听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓赐粮食与他们。
I want to call your attention. The beginning of the spiritual journey always starts with the Lord.
我们要说在这里讲到一个属灵的一个旅程里面开步总是讲到神的做法。
And every revival starts with God.
每一个复兴开始都是讲到神。
And it begins when people realize there is a spiritual food for their needs.
一开始总是讲到神的百姓在那里发现，在那里神赐粮食给他们。
They shall not go hungry about.
他们不会再饥饿。
They shall be fed by the Lord.
他们可以被神再一次的喂养。
You see, the word told us that man shall not live by bread alone.
圣经上告诉我们，人不是单靠人活着不是单靠食物。
But by the word of God that proceeds out from the mouth of the Lord.
而是靠神口中所出的一切话。
And this is really the beginning of the story.
因为这个实在是一个这个故事的开始。
And the second thing I want to call attention is.
第二件事情我要各位注意的。
The word gleaning.
第二件事就是拾穗这个拾取的意思。
Ruth has been gleaning all in chapter 2.
路德在第二章里头就一直在那里拾取麦穗。
If you carefully read it, there's 11 times in 23 verse, gleaning.
在这二十几节的这个经文里面讲到了十次。拾取麦穗，拾穗。
There is a third thing or the fourth thing, both things important.
那么第三件跟第四件事情也是很重要。
The word, the key word is redeeming.
最要紧的这个字就是赎回。
Redeem the property.
赎回产业。
And redeem the person.
赎回那个人。
Now on with the preaching.
然后我们现在下面接着要讲了。
You see, everything begins with God.
你知道吗？每一件事情都是神开头。
And we may think, oh, this is a very, very desolated generation.
也许我们会觉得这个世代真是荒凉。
But somehow in the secrecy, the Lord is preparing. The Lord is preparing.
但是就在这样的暗中里面，神在那里预备，神在预备。
For no reason at all, all of a sudden there is a revival of the interest of the Word of God.
好像没有什么原因，突然一下子在那里有神的一个复兴，在那里神的话再来了。
For no reason at all, everything changed.
好像没有什么道理可讲，突然一下子有改变。
In the past, people have been.Rejecting the word of God, they have paid no attention. They don't find any interest in studying the word of God.
在以前的人拒绝神的话，而且对神的话一点兴趣都没有。
But all of a sudden, the Lord changed everything. Situation changed, temperature changed, everything had changed.
突然一下子，神将这个外面的环境，这个一切的事情一下子改变过来。
Just as the summer has suddenly come, the winter is over.
就像一下子这个冬天就过去，一下子夏天来到了。
Nowadays we're so hot.
我们今天就热得不得了。
It's possible with the Lord to change the whole situation, the spiritual environment overnight.
你知道，实在是有可能，神可以就那么一下子把所有的这个属灵荒凉的情形一下子改变过来。
Turn in people's heart that they begin to find out an interest in the Word of God.
而从人的心先开始，突然一下我们发现神的话真有意思。
Oh, there are people suddenly here.There's the word of God spoken here.
然后突然一下子大家都觉得哎呀神的话在这里讲到了讲出来了。
And we understand and we can be fed.
哎我们甚至需要他我们也了解他我们甚至需要得到喂养。
I just point out to the Bible references.
我在这里只是告诉各位圣经上是这样说的。
In the time of Israel, when they had the recovery.
当在以色列家中有复兴的时候以斯拉的时候
They begin to have such a zeal in the Word of God. They begin to preach the Word of God in the place of those gate of Watergate.
于是他们就在他们突然一下对神的话那么有兴趣，就在水门口。
Yeah.
在水门口，在那里讲解讲论神的话。
I remember several years ago when we had this Watergate incident.
我记得了好几年以前，在那有水门事件发生的时候。
Suddenly, chapter 9 of Israel, book of Israel, suddenly became so hot. Every preacher was talking about. They grabbed the opportunity. Watergate was recorded in history.
于是在那里所有的很多的讲道人在那里就抓了这个机会告诉在以斯拉记里面已经在那里已经讲过水门事件。
You know, you have heard of Watergate incident.
我想你们各位都知道水门事件是什么。
But a lot of people have not found the Bible talk about Watergate.
但是很多人并不知道在圣经里面也有讲到一个水门事件。
All of a sudden people read the Word of God.
然后突然那个时候大家开始对圣经有兴趣。
Of course, this Watergate is different than that Watergate.
当然这两个水门事件完全不一样。
But you know, several preachers was made out of Watergate incident. They become preachers now today.
但是你知道吗有好几个讲道人就是利用那个机会将这个信息传出来。
So, I mean, several people would change and they become preachers of God.
哦，因为有几个人就在这个事件里面，他们改变了，成为传福音的人。你们知道Coleman
朋友，你在《活在耶稣里》福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？《活在耶稣里》事工。是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。